The USS Anchorage arrived in its namesake city yesterday. Several events are taking place leading up to a commissioning ceremony for the ship on Saturday. KSKA's Daisha Eaton took a tour of the ship and has this story.
If you look down toward the port from downtown Anchorage this week, you may notice a big gray ship. That's the USS Anchorage, a new Navy transport vessel named in honor of Alaska's largest city. It's here for a commissioning ceremony on Saturday. But between now and then, the ship is open to the public for tours. Chief Petty Officer Ryan Astle from California is leading tours this week. He says the ship's main mission is transporting troops and equipment. Or as he put it, they're a taxi service for the Marines.
Essentially, that's what we are. Joking, but we are a taxi service. We take Marines all over the world, be ready at a moment's notice whenever the president calls upon us. That's our primary mission.
There are 360 sailors on board and three Marines, but the ship can carry between 800 and 1,000. It's nearly 700 feet long and 10 stories high. It was constructed in Avondale, Louisiana, at a price of $1.3 billion. The vessel is based in San Diego, California. It took 9 days to get to Anchorage. The ship has self-defense systems, anti-air missile launchers, and large deckside machine guns. There are only 7 of the San Antonio-class amphibious transport dock ships in the U.S. Astle says the ship is unique because of its ability to sink, allowing smaller ships to dock within the ship. San Diego-based Chief Mass Communication Specialist Holly Gray is also leading tours of the ship. She says the ship has a flight deck and can land and refuel rotary aircraft such as helicopters.
Our flight deck area here, we actually have 2 main landing spots and 4 additional auxiliary spots. We don't have aircraft permanently assigned to the ship, but we have the capability to land any rotary aircraft in the Navy and Marine Corps fleet, and to include the MV-22 Osprey. We actually have one on deck for a demonstration, as well as one of the other smaller helicopters.
Beneath the ship's main deck is the equivalent of a small city, a hangar bay, a full hospital, crew mess, and living quarters. Down below, Gray points out where Marines and sailors sleep. Quarters resemble a train car with sit-up racks or shallow bunk beds stacked 3 high on either side of a narrow hallway.
You have a tray to place a book for reading material, iPad, things like that, a little tray for your alarm clock, personal light, and outlet. Typically, most of these, it's 3 people per side of the racks.
They're stacked 3 high.
They are stacked 3 high in this particular configuration.
All the way up in the bridge, you're around 100 feet above the water, and it takes a team to drive the ship.
There's a whole team of watchstanders up here working together to make sure we take this very large ship, 684 feet long, without breaks, and navigate it through the water safely.
But back on a lower deck, the thing that makes the vessel stand out is that well deck. It just looks like a regular deck, but with a very high ceiling.
This is what makes the ship an amphibious transport dock, because this area here actually has the capability to what we call ballast or deballast, either flood tanks on the inside of the bulkheads, either fill them with salt water or force air into them to be able to raise and lower the aft end of the ship so that we can actually sink the back end of the ship to create a boat dock, essentially, and flood this area with water so that if we need to recover small boats, launch craft, things like that, they have a ramp and a boat dock to be able to do that.
In the well deck at the moment is a special hovercraft that can carry cargo, vehicles, and Marines at high speeds to shore. The ship is something to be seen, but Chief Petty Officer Astle says it's the people who run it that make it special.
The ship is a big piece of steel. The crew is what brings the ship to life, and we have the best crew on this ship, hopefully representing Anchorage the best we can.
Astle and Gray are leading tours through Friday. The USS Anchorage's visit is the first official event leading up to the Anchorage Centennial. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.